22. I have 9:02 a.m. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 468842 through 468847, checks 468849 through 468894, checks 468896 through 468901, warrant 7975, no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We don't have any previous meeting minutes at this time, so we'll move on past that. Agreement for bifold hangar door replacement, number 22-101, airport. I have a letter dated September 1st, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the agreement as to form, and this is KCA Doors doing business as Brookline Door Works in Taney County.
Mike, do you have anything?
No, it's all good to go. It'll be scheduled for next year, springtime, before we get the door.
Move to approve the agreement for bifold hangar door replacement buying between KCA Doors Incorporated, doing business at Brookline Door Works in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Sheriff's Department agreements, number 22-096.
You guys want to do them individually or just one motion?
I would say do them all together, since there's so many. And they're supposed to be the same agreement. I think one of them is so that we can...
It's all for the mules, law enforcement system and information access, right?
Yeah, I think one is so that we can share with them, the other one so they can share with us.
Move to approve the terminal agency agreement by and between Hollister Police Department and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve the non-terminal agency agreements by and between Forsyth Police Department in Taney County, Merriam Woods Police Department in Taney County, Rockaway Beach Police Department in Taney County, Circuit Court Municipal Division of Hollister in Taney County, and the County Prosecuting Attorney with Forsyth in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the information exchange agreement by and between Forsyth Police Department in Taney County, Merriam Woods Police Department in Taney County, and Hollister Police Department in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sorry, I had two of the same agreements here. Move to approve the management control agreement by and between Taney County Sheriff Office and Taney County IT Department.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mike, I think you're the only one that has to sign those.
I think just Mike.
Huh?
I think Mike's the only one.
That's what I said. I think Mike's the one has to sign those.
Yeah.
Hope you don't get a handcuff.
Yeah.
I let you have a stamp.
Authority to represent, number 22-098, County Commission. I have a letter dated September 1st, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the authority to represent as to form.
They just changed companies. It's the same agreement we had with him with the previous company.
Oh, this is for the opioid?
Yes.
You guys have any questions on it?
I don't.
It costs the county nothing. So I didn't know why it was necessary to see that. It was in our budget in case it was legal cost.
Was that question brought up?
I just saw that this morning when I was looking at it. But I was told it's the same agreement that we had with him before.
Are you talking about where it's the saying there is no fee if there's no recovery? The only time that they get a fee is if there's a recovery, and then they take it out of that. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you seeing?
Well, there was no need. There would be no need because there's no fee. There's no need to attest that it's.
Oh, you're talking about for the auditor to sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't have a problem with him signing it, though.
No, I have no problem. I just don't know why that would need to be in there. There will be no fee, so there's nothing to attest.
Move to approve the authority to represent for opioid litigation by and between Anstetter, Stranch, and Jennings, PLLC, in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Field dirt agreement. Maurice Barth.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between. Oh, sorry, Devin. Devin, do you have anything? Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Morris Barth and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Allocation of secure rural schools to the Title I and Title III projects.
I don't have it.
I don't have any. They thought the clerk would bring something. Do you have something? I don't either.
I had emailed it a time ago, but previously Taney County elected to set aside 85% of the secure rural schools payment for Title I and 15% to the Title III projects. If we don't designate, we have to return the funds.
And the total funds are?
Have emailed it.
Yes, I saw the email.
1,800 something, 18,000.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Did you email it to us directly or to the office?
It was to commission.
On August 29th.
Kenny County Commission.
National Forest Allocations is what, yeah.
So the National Forest, is the 15% still fine?
Yes.
Is it just setting the Title III allocation?
Well, the Title I will be 85.
Right. 15. But by, I guess that's my question is the title, the motion previously done was just reference the Title III. Do we need to reference the Title
I? Does this need to be approved today?
Due date September 15th.
Okay.
And yes, you could mention both. This one was on the 15th, you know, of course, the Title III money. That was the last motion I found.
Is there anything on Title I? Or does it automatically make the Title I 85%?
I would stay both. I would suggest staying
Do you have a Title I paperwork?
Just that and then the money I was at.
Because all this is Title III. And in the email, there was no attachment on mine anyways.
There wasn't one. Did you get this? Down below, there's your Title I.
I did not get that.
It's a memorandum below that was in the email. See, there's the email.
It shows there's an attachment. I'm not getting the attachment to open up.
Nothing up above.
Nope.
Ah.
I have no name and a line.
Mine's showing there's an attachment. I'm not getting anything to open up with.
Is this the attachment
no.
that I have? There's a Title I, Title III, and the county received.
How did yours open separate from here?
I just went.
Okay. No.
There. I don't know. Up above, see, I had something I could open.
You see anything to open?
Well, then what's this? Maybe go below.
Go below?
Go below.
Okay, go below.
I'm not seeing it either, Sheila.
No. Not got it.
And then here's the regular letter.
I'd like to have it printed out so I can. It doesn't come up.
Okay. I think we'll get it when we need to recess. Or do you want it right now?
I've got a meeting at 12.
Well, let's. We can do the. Employee Service Awards. Do you mind getting it while we're doing that?
I can do it.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best way to do it. Is this right here what you're going to print off?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's another page as well?
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like in 2012 was the last time this was done, and the motion just referenced the Title III. The amount, right, as far as the motion that was previously done.
Yes.
Okay.
Why don't you just, can you go get it, please?
Right this minute, yep.
Well, we can do that if they do the service awards.
That would be fine.
I assume by now somebody would be listening from your office and
yeah.
would have already brought it in.
I thought you would have had it in front of you, too.
Are we going to, next on the agenda, we're going to move on down the agenda. And come back to this. We have discussion of White River Electric.